Claudia here, and thank you very much for joining me today. I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee, and I beg pardon for those who do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. Now, there is before us in New Zealand a very, very challenging issue, and that is the new abortion legislation. And New Zealanders have till the 19th of September to make a submission. Now, they are not accepting any submissions by email, so they are online through their own mechanism through Parliament. You can go through there and find the categories that you have to find, a few pages and bits and pieces. And I believe that they are also going to accept hand-delivered submissions. So that's interesting, but perhaps you would not quote me on that. So these new proposals would be among the most radical in the world. Now, if people gasped when Cuomo in New York signed into law essentially abortion up until 9 months, well, we have a pretty radical proposal ourselves. So up to 20 weeks, a woman can present herself and for whatever reason to her doctor and decide to have an abortion. Now, up to 40 weeks, she would have to speak to the abortionist, and he would have to decide with her that there was going to be serious harm to her mental health and her well-being. Exactly what does that mean? Well-being for the preborn baby. It seems that they don't have any rights in this. Now, you always hear the woman say, well, it's my body. Well, scientifically, that's a nonsense, because it's a completely separate human being with its own separate DNA. So that is just not an argument. And certainly the woman that I have talked to, they will say that they wish there was one person, whether it's the father of the baby, their own mother, or a very good friend who had said to them, you can do this and I'll be there for you. So it only takes one person to support them. And no woman wants to end the life of their child. Of course they don't. And women, I mean, look, they understand that that little baby growing inside them is a human being. And they have been misled by whoever. And certainly in those early days, oh, it's just a clump of cells. No, it's not. By 3 weeks, there is a heartbeat, even though you may not be able to detect it from between 6, 7 or 8 weeks onwards, but it's there. And by 13 weeks, every single thing about that unborn baby is set. So all they do from that moment on is grow. So everything about their spine, their veins, their organs, everything is in place at 13 weeks. So it's very interesting the date that the submissions are due by, because of course that is the feast day of Our Lady of La Salette. Now, that was a very interesting apparition back in 1846, and it's the only time that Our Lady actually was crying. So when Melamy and Maxman discovered this ball of light, and inside there was a beautiful lady, she was crying with her hands on her knees and her head into her hands. She was really upset. And the message was that she could not hold her son's arm of justice back much longer. And if only people knew how much she was doing to prevent that from happening. And so what were the people doing? They were blaspheming. They were taking the name of our Lord in vain. And they were not keeping holy the Sabbath day. They were doing other things on Sunday. So look at the world today. Look at New Zealand. We have Sunday trading. Everybody works on Sunday. Everyone shops on Sunday. Blaspheming. Well, even women blaspheme without even thinking about it. It just has become part of natural speech. But as far as sins crying out to heaven, there are four. And abortion is one of them. And God will not be mocked much longer. So what is the message of La Salette? Well, basically, Pope Pius IX, he said it was penance, 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 or we shall all perish. So Our Lady warned the children that if people didn't change their ways, there would be a famine. And she said, a bit like last year, and certainly some of the wheat did not grow well and some of the grapes rotted on the vines. So that came to pass because the potato famine actually started in France and it spread over to Ireland. And we all know what happened then. And the vines rotted, walnuts rotted. She said that there was going to be an illness for the children under seven, and that would be a great tragedy. And within a couple of years, nearly 750,000 children under the age of seven did die in Europe. Now, Queen Victoria was so alarmed with the situation, she actually called for a day of penance in her country. Now, wouldn't it be absolutely wonderful if our Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, called for a day of penance in regards to this new abortion proposal? So I seriously recommend that everyone who can get a submission into Parliament as soon as possible, and encourage all of your friends. In fact, everyone you talk to, this should be the topic of conversation. This is a very, very serious situation for New Zealand. And as I said, God will not be mocked. In Fatima, in the third secret, you know that image of the angel with the flaming sword pointing down to earth and saying, penance, penance, penance. And then you've got the half-ruined city and the Pope walking over the bodies of other bishops, priests and laity, and walking up to the top of this mountain where he is killed with soldiers with guns and arrows. So it's a pretty catastrophic prophecy that the Spirit deals with. Well, apparently in 2013, the nuns at Sister Lucia's convent, the Carmelite convent in Coimbra, they released a book about the vision that Sister Lucia had way back in 1944. And she was unable to write down the third secret. It was so catastrophic, it just was beyond her ability. Even though she had already said that there's other things about the wars that were coming, etc., etc., and nations would be annihilated and Russia would spread the error of her way, she couldn't write this down. So the bishop actually had to order her to do it. And because she was very sick, and people thought that she might actually die and take the third secret with her. So she couldn't do it, she couldn't do it. And finally, on January the 3rd, 1944, Lucia felt this touch on her shoulder, and it was Our Lady. And Our Lady said, one holy Catholic and apostolic church, heaven, heaven, heaven. And so to write down the secret. But the nuns said that along with that secret, there came a vision. And it was a flaming arrow which touched the earth. The axis of the earth wobbled and mountains fell upon villages and cities, etc. And the water exceeded its boundaries. Now, when Pope John Paul II was asked in Fulda, Germany, why haven't you released the third secret? And Pope John Paul said, would it benefit if people knew that from one moment to the next, millions and millions of people would die and water would exceed the boundaries? So it appears that there is something about water. It won't be a global flood like the deluge, but certainly when this chastisement comes, and it's certainly coming, that water will be involved and will exceed its boundaries. So I was thinking, you know, down in New Zealand here, we are an island nation surrounded by water. Just imagine if for some reason the axis of the earth changed rapidly and the water would be like in a bathtub and it would simply, you know, it's not hard to imagine, one wave would sweep right over New Zealand, apart from the Alps and the central North Island. I've actually heard that there is a priest overseas who is quite worried about something similar happening to New Zealand. You know, we've had the earthquakes, we've had the terrible killings in Christchurch. Things are not looking good here, so I would suggest get that submission in and then get down on your knees and start praying mightily. To add power to our prayer, fasting, and strictly speaking is bread and water. But what about fasting from something that is really, really difficult? If you are a Facebook fanatic, what about for the next 5 weeks, just don't go on Facebook? Now, that would be really difficult, but then that would really add power to your prayer. Or if you really enjoy coffee, what about for the next 5 weeks, give up coffee? Or if you really enjoy sweets and chocolates, for the next 5 weeks, give those up. Try and think of something that would be really, really difficult for you to do and give it up. Because that is, you know, if it's something easy, well, what's the point in that? And when we're making a sacrifice, you say, oh, Jesus, this is for love of you and for the conversion of sinners and in reparation against the sins against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So that's the prayer that Our Lady taught the children at Fatima. When you make a sacrifice, make everything a sacrifice, even little ones throughout the day. But when you do, say that prayer. Oh, Jesus, this is for love of you and for the conversion of sinners and in reparation for the sins against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's a little bit of power. We really need to do something. This is very, very serious. We do not want these abortion laws in any shape or form. In fact, around the world, there are more and more people, particularly young people, who are standing up against abortion. Now, you might think that more and more people want it, but they're just the vocal, radical crowd who drown us out and then make it look like they are in the majority. I assure you, they're not. So we have a lot of issues coming at us from all quarters at the moment. We have the euthanasia issue. We have the push to decriminalise marijuana. And that's a bit of a camel's nose under the tent. Because last week, in fact, they already partly decriminalised all drugs because the police now are not going to charge people so much. They are going to refer them more to treatment and that sort of thing, which is great. However, if you legalize marijuana, and of course the marijuana today is an awful lot stronger than it was back in the day. Now, apparently the THC levels a couple of decades ago was about 4%. But the way they make marijuana today and the way it's grown, the potency has increased exponentially. So it's 20%, some cases 40%. And I read online yesterday that it can actually be 100%. Now, that's absolutely outrageous. And do we want our children being able to purchase the drug that would just, you know, well, they don't call it dope for nothing. It will make our children dopey. So, no, it's certainly not what we need in this country. It reminds me of what the famous Russian author Solzhenitsyn said about communism. Why did the people accept communism and everything that went with it? And his answer? Because people had forgotten God. And certainly it seems like God has withdrawn his grace, because people have said, we don't want you, we don't need you in our lives. And God, ever the gentleman, okay, all right, you're on your own. And look at the mess we've made of it. Okay, we've just gone past 3 o'clock and it's divine mercy time. So this is just a little prayer for God's mercy, and he is a very merciful God, of course. It's a great prayer to say if you are with somebody who is dying, because our Lord promises to stand between the dying person and the just God as a merciful Saviour. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Now, if you are pregnant and worried, there's a fantastic organization in Auckland called Family Life International, and you can ring them by calling 0274-488-070. So 0274-488-070. And there's always someone at the end of the phone who can answer your queries or will try and do their utmost to support you in any way possible. And of course, that's what we need to do. We need to help pregnant women find ways to have that child and not take what seems to be the easy way out and end the baby's life. It certainly is not the easy way out in the long run. Okay, so looking at some of the things, why have we got to the stage that we have in the world? As I said, Solzhenitsyn said, because people have forgotten God. And certainly there is something to be said about how the Catholic Church goes, so does the world. And the Church isn't doing quite so well at the moment if you read the headlines all around the world. And one of the things is that there's people seem to have lost their supernatural grace, in that they don't understand the basic tenet of Catholicism. And the source and summit of our faith is the Holy Mass, and the summit of that, of course, is our Lord ever present, really present in the Eucharist. and he is present. And that is something that his followers in the early days at Capernaum could not accept, and he lost a lot of people then. But there are eucharists all around the world that confirm that. Now, we know that, we believe that, but there are actually miracles like Lanciano, and there are other miracles all around the world. They have been studied by scientists, so this little bit of Eucharist, which has turned into a little bit of flesh, has been studied. And it's very, very interesting because the DNA taken from one hundreds of years ago, 800 years ago, and one taken two decades ago have exactly the same DNA. And it is a man from the blood type AO and from the Middle Eastern area. And the heart, most fascinatingly, has white blood cells in it. And of course it shouldn't. And the doctors studying it said, where on earth did you get this sample from? And because it's basically a beating heart. It is heart muscle. And also they can categorically say that whoever the person was, that they were in agony and as if they had been beaten and tortured. And that describes our Lord completely. So if you go online, have a look up Eucharistic miracles, and I'm sure after reading 10 of them, you will be convinced. Now, when Our Lady came to Garibandal in 1961, and she was there many, many times until 1965, she lamented that people no longer seemed to believe in the real presence of her son in the Holy Eucharist. So the first message was October 18th, 1961. We must make many sacrifices, perform much penance, and visit the Blessed Sacrament frequently. But first we must lead good lives. If we do not, a chastisement will befall us. The cup is already filling up. And if we do not change, a very great chastisement will come. The second message was on June the 18th, 1965. As my message of October 18th, 1961 has not been complied with and has not been made known to the world, I am advising you that this is the last one. Before the cup was filling up, now it is flowing over. Many cardinals, many bishops, and many priests are on the road to perdition and are taking many souls with them. Less and less importance has been given to the Eucharist. You should turn the wrath of God away from yourselves by your efforts. If you ask his forgiveness with sincere hearts, he will pardon you. I, your mother, through the intercession of St. Michael the Archangel, ask you to amend your lives. You are now receiving the last warnings. I love you very much and do not want your condemnation. Pray to us with sincerity and we will grant your requests. You should make more sacrifices. Think about the passion of Christ. And so that was her final message. In fact, she was so sad that people hadn't listened to her. She couldn't deliver the final message and got Archangel Michael to deliver it to the children, or to Conchita, actually. So it's almost the same as at Fatima. Our Lord and Our Lady said that what they require of us is to do our daily duty well. Because most of us live pretty difficult lives, very challenging lives, and all we are meant to do is to live them well and ask for forgiveness with a sincere heart.